And we are on the sixth chakra as of today, which is the third eye chakra. And I'm sitting next to Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany, that goes by, what would you would say would prefer the fam to call you by or know you by? Or
Brittany, Shea Butter Goddess, any and all pronouns.
Lit. Any and all pronouns, y'all. Do me a favor and tap in if you haven't right now. Well, you actually did tap in because you are listening to this. So, shout out to y'all. but yeah, so in the month of August, we are talking about a lot of actual deep wisdom shit. Like, when I look at it, the affirmation for August is I am wisdom when you talk about the chakra of the third eye. So, you know, I feel like we gotta just kind of gain like our own insight about the third eye as we go through life. But, you know, just to start off, Britt, and give you the floor, you know, introduce yourself, let us know who you are, you know, what you do, and then also like how your third eye chakra has been working for you so far.
So again, my name is Brittany, any and all pronouns. I'm human, let's start there. I am a human, and my primary purpose on this earth, on this floating rock, this floating aimlessly into the abyss, is to help other people want to be human, in whatever form that takes. That is why I'm here, and that's what I do. It's crazy that you're saying like the month of August is like about wisdom. Like, this is my birthday month, so
Come on, birthday
is actually on Monday.
Wow.
Shout out to Leo season.
Wow.
And the third chakra is like the one that I've been like super tapped into for like my rituals that I've been doing this month. So like alignment again.
Man,
I didn't even know this was what we was gonna be doing until you sent the Google Doc, fam.
Man,
yeah,
it's this lit. Setup. I wish I could like record this setup right now.
Yeah,
like, we're out here. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So then when you look at, I would say, where you started as an entrepreneur and where you are now, and how the third eye has given you guidance through that journey.
Ooh, oh man. So I have a nonprofit career of about like 10 years. So like it's a decade of, you know, I want to say some really good, you know, moments, but also a lot of bullshit.
Yes.
I recently realized that nonprofits, their structure, they don't align with like my values and my goals for liberation. It's very restricting and limiting, and they adhere to a lot of the oppressive like systems and tools that like capitalism, white supremacy, all of these other things, like the shit just not hitting.
Yeah.
And so through that like journey of leaving my most previous employer that shall remain unnamed, I realized I was just like, oh man, I don't know if I could do like nonprofit work anymore. And I was really, that was a really hard choice to make, because I put myself in this box for my career. I like did all of the stuff they told me to do. Like I excelled in high school, took the honors classes, National Honor Society, got the
AP,
scholarships, like went to the schools and like got the scholarships, and then got a job in my field like immediately after graduation. Like I did it all, and like it was really difficult. And it shouldn't be. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And with my third chakra, like I've always been super tapped in. When I'm in an environment where my identities and contributions are being validated and uplifted and affirmed, I'm very in touch with it. But I found myself throughout my career, in my journey of like discovering myself, that like I just haven't been in a lot of spaces like that until recently, until my Saturn return, which was like at the age of 27, I want to say, was when I realized I was just like, oh, my friend group kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm unhappy with the kind of work that I'm doing, and I don't identify as a woman, and maybe I'm pansexual, like all of this stuff.
Yeah. And I think when you mentioned, like, for me, the main things that came out was validation, but for yourself, right? And the knowledge that you got through following your own gut of what you feel around you and see around you.
Yeah.
Because you can really tap in to your emotions, but then also like the logic and at the same time, you know what I mean? Like it makes sense of why you feel the way that you do, and then because of what you feel, like you're making those moves, like knowing what you should for you, like make moves for yourselves. Like that's real. And so tapping into Saturn return though, like for a quick second, like people be on that stigma of like, oh, it's when you hit 30, it's when you hit like that shit does not have an age.
30, like it because like for most of us, like Saturn returns to the same place that it was when we were born, around 27 and a half, and it's there until 30, 31, like typically, because that's just how the planets like rotate, that's how they orbit, that is the general like theme for Saturn returns. 30 is a, oh, I'm stepping into myself, like I know who I am, I'm very confident, and like, well, at least that's what it was for me. The older I get, the more I like myself, the more I fuck with myself, the more I like the way that I look, like I'm aging like wonderfully.
Come on, wonderfully.
It's fucking lit out here, bro. It really is.
Absolutely. It is. I fuck with it. And so now from the past to now present, like from what I'm hearing, you breaking away from like that capitalistic, like weird structured ass shit, right? So now breaking into your own liberated space of creating nonprofit energy, but for your, like, in your own realm, you know what I mean? And so my question is like, what has inspired you to, excuse me, what has inspired you to lay those bricks for Brit?
Absolutely. It's, I mean, feeling, so I know that like it's a lot. This is like a whole thing, because like I've been thinking about this shit every day. I think about it every day of my life. I really, the goal is always to wake up and want to be here, right? And not just for the people around me, but like for myself. Like I want to feel at home with my life. I want to feel in love with my life. I want to wake up and like be excited about my life. And it is directly tied to, you know, how I have to like sustain myself. Like I don't fuck with capitalism. I don't like it. I don't think that people should have to like work to get their basic needs met. Like you're a human being, you should have like food, clothing, water, shelter. Like that's just what it is. But because this is the system that we have and we have to operate under it, I have to like figure out how to do it in a way that like makes me want to be here. And what I've been doing has not been hidden like that. Like I've had moments where like I'm just like, oh, this is really beautiful, and then it always comes to this point where like I feel depleted and completely like burnt out and just like, damn, like what is the point of all of this? So like I had to make a big change. And I'm just like, because like I really like, I want to be able to like fulfill my purpose on this earth and on this planet, and like the world is better because I'm here.
Let them know.
And the world deserves what I have to give them. So yeah, the shift was absolutely necessary, because I'm just like, we gotta figure it out. Because we just gotta fucking do it, bro. Guiding you. Like, what are your guiding principles? What do you stand for?
What do you stand for?
Yeah, and if you don't stand for shit, like you fuck around, do anything. You will fuck around and like do anything, and you know, a part of me like empathizes, because I want to humanize people, right? Like that's the point. Like I want people to be comfortable with like being human. And so like I want to allow people that grace. And it's also frustrating as somebody who's navigating this earth, this plane, you know, trying to be fully human with people who are neglecting the most sacred and the most beautiful parts of themselves. It's difficult to like build community, to like find people to be in alignment with, to like find places where you want to work that like align with who you are at your core, when people are afraid, fearful of, or just don't have the capacity to like fully show up for themselves in their lives. And it makes me sad, but it's also really frustrating.
Yeah, because it also makes me think like, why don't you have capacity to show up for yourself?
Capitalism. Like, the humans were never meant to exist this way. Like, how we have to, like, be here, like, the things that we have to do just to sustain ourselves is not conducive to, like, it's just not supportive for the way that humans need to be able to support themselves and thrive. Like it supports, it uplifts, and it prioritizes this idea of like individualism, where, you know, you focus on like yourself and you don't necessarily need your larger community to like push you forward and support you. So you don't pour into those communities, and you're not showing up with like empathy, dignity, and integrity like in these spaces, because you're taught that ultimately, you know, it's one, like, you gotta figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
When humans have survived this long because of one another, like, we're not all just here because motherfuckers was like, I'ma focus on myself and like keep it moving. Like, there have been real strong, solid ass communities outside of like white supremacy and colonialization that have been able to thrive and sustain themselves. Mm-hmm. It is the overwhelming arrogance. I say this all the time. It is the overwhelming arrogance of like whiteness and its consistent abandonment of its humanity that leaves like BIPOC, LGBTQ plus disabled communities without the things that they need to support themselves. Mm-hmm. Because before all of that shit, we were just fine. You know what I'm saying?
That's real,
like,
bro.
We were just fine. So now we're forced to try to support ourselves under these conditions that are like unsustainable. So like, I get it. Everybody's like trying their best, and even though it may look like shit to some of us, I always try to believe that like people are trying their best. Like, I want to believe that. Man, I really do.
That's deep as hell.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, I keep hearing people be like, oh, give grace, give grace. Oh, be patient. Oh, and it's like, I would rather just sit back and watch at this point. I'm the observer.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. I can't even give anything until I see what you do.
That's real.
That's where I'm at.
That's safety. That's like, that's how you've learned how to survive. That's how you've learned to protect yourself in this world. And that's completely valid. Yeah. You get to do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shout out to this combo. Hot damn.
Hot dang.
Hot damn. Like, I just hear, for real, hot damn. Tell us why the importance of listening to your gut is essential to self-growth.
Like, if you can't trust yourself, who's guiding you?
Damn.
What's guiding you? Like, everything outside of you is, like, guiding you, but your inner voice. Like, what is the internal narrative? Like, what kind of conversations are you having with and about yourself? What are those voices saying? Like, what is guiding you? What is your guiding force? And it's in us, right? It's that third eye. It's the chakra alignments. It's like all of that. It's this, because like, I believe this body, like this physical body, is like just a vessel.
Yeah.
But like, our soul and our energetic selves, like, that is what guides us.
Yeah.
And I just feel like a lot of people are like super disconnected from that.
And it's sad. Yeah,
it's so sad, because it's just like, you just lead a life that just feels so, because I'm just thinking about like how I felt when I felt disconnected from like my light and my source.
It's just like day to day.
Yeah.
Like, what,
every you're just day, going through the motions.
Swear to God. Like, when you go to sleep, when you wake up, how you feel? Better yet, when you are going to bed, mentally, where are you when you are going to sleep, right? Because I've literally grown up to see that people can wake up and go to sleep the exact same way. I've literally witnessed niggas celebrate the New Year's like it was just fucking May 10th. It didn't even look like or feel like it was a new year, just through their energy. I'm like, damn, bro, like, you literally just made it over into a new year, bro.
Like, that's important. Like, you're alive. You're here. You exist.
Yeah.
That's important. That has tremendous value.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people see the validity in their existence. And, like, I blame a lot of the isms and the phobias because unless you're a cishet, white, able-bodied male.
Wait, hold on. Can you run that back, G?
Unless you are a cishet, able-bodied, white male.
Thank you.
This world will do everything in its power to diminish displace and degrade you.
That's real.
Like, literally. So, like, we're those of us who have multiple marginalized identities, like Black queer trans people, Black queer disabled trans people, Black queer disabled trans fat people. Yeah. Like, come on. This world will try to diminish you.
Yeah.
simply because...
Or eliminate.
Or eliminate. Like, we're witnessing the attempted extraction of trans people. Like, it, we are, like, in real time. Like, this shit is, like, actually happening in 2023. Yeah. I believe. And, like, this, for people like you and I know that this thought can, like, seem, like, very jarring. Yeah. But I believe, because I like to believe that people are, like, trying their best, I also like to believe that people genuinely believe that what they believe is good. Mm. And, like, and right. Mm-hmm. And they are also trying to protect themselves. So, like, when I think of, like, homophobic and, like, transphobic and racist and, like, sexist and misogynist people, you know, based on your lived experiences and how you've learned to survive, like, you gonna grow up believing some shit.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people, like, do think that, like, oh, this is what is necessary for the world. This is what we have to do to, like, survive in it. And for those of us who are just, like, super tapped in, and people who have marginalized identities have a lot more access to this because we don't have as many incentives as people who don't have all of these marginalized identities. Like, we literally have to get it out the mud. We got to figure out a way to, like, live and exist. And for people who just have no idea what that experience is like, they just out here learning and, like, spouting out ignorance and are unwilling to shift and move. Like, my thing is if you see people are being harmed, that should be enough. If one person is being harmed, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, to, like, shift. But because we've been taught to think about the individual and not the collective, it's not important. That's, and it doesn't matter to people. It's some,
that's deep as hell. And then looking at it through the lens of nonprofit, right? Like, when you embed how many people can work together. Damn, I'm about to, like, debunk this shit.
Come on, debunk.
So, like, when you think about how many niggas that work together, but still yet individually have their own, you know, motives, but then also move with, like, capitalistic spaces that creates the isms, it creates the phobias, you know what I'm saying? It's either going to create it or expose it. Like, how
perpetuate
that part. Yeah. Like, that's just deep as fuck.
Yeah.
And so, understanding.
That, like, it takes real work. It takes, like, real intentional work to go against what you've been taught to believe and, like, choose a different path. And, like, you have to work at it every single day. And a lot of people, you know, aren't willing to, aren't able to, or don't have the capacity or the energy to because these systems and these institutions, especially if you have multiple marginalized identities, like, they demand so much of you to, like, fucking be here. And for those of us that want to be here, we do it all, and then we're expected to, like, go on these, like, deep ass internal journeys at the same time. Like, I get, like, if, like, I'm not working a lot right now, and I believe that that is the only reason why I've been able to, like, access this energy. Like, if I was working, like, super extensively right now, like, I don't know if I would, like, be in this mental,
like, space.
Headspace. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so, it's so hard to, like, do all the things that you need to survive. Yeah.
And I understand to know, like, how that could fit. Yeah, for sure. Because when you think about it, you're automatically tapping into an environment that you can't really control.
Yeah.
Right? So to be so much of a light and so much of a contrast to what's around you.
Yes.
While also trying to, like, fight and exist in shit that is not of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally some third eye, like, flexing at that point.
Because
my inner wisdom and knowledge is really what's guiding me through this shit to begin with. Like, I know all of this shit is just, like, some surface level shit to what the fuck I really am at. Like,
period.
So, yeah. No, I hear you 1,000. Thank you for that.